1029 The Hog presents the Bob and Brian Binge.
Brought to you by Johnson Centrifugal Technologies. Looking for a new career with great benefits? Apply now at jctjobs.com.
Did I tell you guys about the time that there was a fox catching, killing, and eating my grandparents' chickens in the coop?
No.
Oh.
The classic story. The ones you see in the cartoons all the time.
Exactly.
Did it have a bag?
And there was a hen house. No, but it would take a chicken almost a day, not overnight. It would come and get the chicken out of either the hen house or the pen, and it would kill the chicken. It was happening every day. This was a very big problem for my grandparents, as you might imagine.
Sure.
So I went to visit them.
Out of the frontier, you need those chickens for the eggs.
Well, yeah, and to eat, you know, for dumplings and fried chicken. And so I went down there, and they had, they were in the middle of this whole dilemma, and my grandfather was up very upset about it and said, you know, I don't know what to do about this. And I said, I'll help you. I'll shoot that fox.
Mm-hmm.
I'll kill the fox. It's killing your chickens.
Yeah.
And my grandfather had an idea, and he said, go get a chicken over in the middle of the night and tie it to a string on a stake and put it out in the pen like a bait.
It's a chicken.
And then go hide behind that big rock and wait.
Big rock. This is a cartoon happening.
No,
I can just see like a big anvil falling on someone here.
In fact, I'd taken a buddy of mine down to visit my grandparents with me, and he was still in the house. I went down at like, I don't know, you know, I went out at like 2 in the morning. My grandmother was very excited about this, got up, made me a little breakfast, you know.
How old were you?
20s.
So you're, okay, full grown.
Oh, yeah.
You're a grown man.
Yeah. And I'm thinking, this is a chance for me to be a hero in my grandparents' eyes. And they always, you know, I think they loved me, but they never really knew what I did. And, you know, my cousins who really worked, you know, they like respected them, but they didn't really know what I did.
So you're going to show them that you're an idea guy.
But I'm a real man.
Yeah, I'm going to kill a fox.
So I'm hiding behind this rock. And the chicken, first of all, catching the chicken wasn't as easy as I thought it was going to be. They were all sleeping.
Uh-huh.
Right. So I thought, oh, piece of cake.
Just walk in and grab one.
Walk in. So the mistake I made is what you need to do, you've spent time on a farm, you probably know this more than I do. What you need to do is grab the chicken.
Yeah, because it'll
don't mess
like
around.
Crazy.
Yeah. But I thought I could just kind of slowly, you know,
walk up and just not wake them from slumber,
right,
kind of
slowly,
hold them
kind of
gently,
like
cradle them.
Kind of caress it from behind until you get up into the mid-body and then just kind of, you know, squeeze
them,
down on
sure.
it and take it. So I sneak into this coop and they're like, like sleeping. They're all sleeping.
All right.
Is that how chickens sound? They're sleeping?
Kind of,
sure.
Just kind of restless.
Chicken snoring.
That's how nervous chickens sleep.
Yeah, okay.
So I go in. You know, close the slowly, quietly close the coop door.
Right.
Reach in. It's kind of dark. As soon as I touch that chicken, it went nuts.
And all the rest of them go crazy.
All the chickens are awake, and I'm flying around. I'm diving into chicken poop, and I don't have any one chicken targeted. I'm just grabbing in the air like this,
hoping to get a handful of chicken.
Frantically hoping to get any chicken I can. So I finally just dive on and tackle a chicken. Grab it by like one of its feet, and its wing is going like wah, 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 wah.
Hitting you in the face.
Stop it!
Meanwhile, the fox is leaning on the fence outside.
Yeah.
So I finally wrestle this chicken to the ground, tie a string to its foot, and then pound a stake in the ground and go hide behind the rock.
You've got your bait.
Right, and then I fell asleep.
So you wake up and what, the chicken's just eating?
No, I woke up at like daybreak.
You fell asleep. Okay. Who are you, Elmer Fudd?
Be very quiet. I'm going to kill me a fox. And he's out there. The fox, meanwhile, is leaning on the fence outside the farm.
Watching this whole thing.
Picking his teeth. Buddy, when you're done with the chicken, let me know. Okay, he's got that little bag there with him that he carried from the cave to stuff the chicken in. And
okay, so you fall asleep behind the rock.
Yeah. And I woke up
at daybreak
to just at the crack of dawn, and I woke up to the rustling of some weeds.
Ah.
And I'm thinking, here he is. Here's the fox. So I, kind of perk up, look over the top of the rock, and I see rustling in the weeds, which I'm convinced is the fox. And I make another mistake, another animal mistake. I think the fox, like a cat, is going to just sneak out real slow, sneak up on the mm-hmm. chicken. That's not the approach a fox takes. They just go hell-bent for election.
And get anything.
And grab it.
Yeah.
So I'm waiting for it to kind of sneak out. It doesn't. It just darted out of the weeds. And pretty soon I just see this fox airborne, headed for the chicken, ready to land on this chicken and grab it. And I didn't really have time to aim, so I kind of just brought the gun up and kablam!
You killed the chicken. You shot the chicken, didn't you? And the fox got away.
Did you shoot the chicken?
You killed it. You shot its head right off, didn't you?
Blew it to smithereens.
Fox?
Gone.
Gone. Why didn't I see that coming? How come I didn't know that was going to happen?
So now you got basically like a chicken tied to a string now.
Feathers are kind of fluttering to the ground.
Not even enough to eat, is there?
So now my first thought is hide the evidence. Go get another chicken and tie it to the stick so my grandparents won't know I just shot one of their chickens. But before I could get there, I hear the screen door on the porch open and slam. And
did you get it, Wayne?
The patter of, excited elderly people running from the house.
Hey, honey, it sounds like Dwayne just got him. Let's go see.
Dwayne, did you get him?
My grandma's the first out, and my grandpa's hobbling after.
Did you get him?
Oh, it was ugly, Grandma.
As soon as Grandma hit the top of this little knoll where you could see down by the barn, she looked down and saw what happened and kind of stopped running. And my grandpa, I could still hear him coming up from behind, and I just have this kind of spooked look on my face. Looking back. Wide-eyed. Scared.
I saw the fox, Grandpa. I saw him.
And I can still hear my grandfather, who's got kind of arthritis in his knees. He's a little slower coming up onto the scene. I still hear him coming up from behind like, did he get him, Mandy? Did he get him?
Did Dwayne shoot the fox?
And Mandy kind of turns back like, just, slow down, Jep. Grandpa's name. She's like, no, Jep, he shot the chicken.
So the fox calls on the phone later in the day. Hell of a waste of a chicken there, Dwayne. See you later.
So was there another plan after this? Or
But they took it out of my hands. Finally, one of my cousins went there and got the fox.
Oh, they got him, though.
Yeah, one of my cousins trapped him.
Did any more chickens suffer?
Well, not at my hands.
I don't think that chicken really suffered, though.
No, he didn't suffer. He never knew what hit him. He had like one second of terror as the fox, was coming at him.
You saved him a little trouble.
Well,
a little agony.
He thought the fox was going to kill him, but it was Dwayne that did it.
No, I see the fox, but Dwayne will shoot him. That's why he's tied me here. Dwayne will get him. Ker-blam!
My grandmother tried to make the best out of it because she knew I felt bad. So she made some chicken dumplings with it.
Yeah.
And my grandparents and I are sitting at the table picking pellets out of our teeth. And nobody's saying anything about it. I can see my grandfather like, oh, God damn it.